This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Afghan President Hamid Karzai is expected to respond today to the findings of a United Nations commission that says there was too much fraud in the election and they're going to need a runoff there.
The ECC, the Elections Complaint Commission, has made its findings known, and we're looking to hear from President Karzai.
Clinton's voice joins the kind of chorus of people putting pressure on Hamid Karzai to participate in a runoff. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry met with Karzai in the presidential palace yesterday for about 2 hours, and he was joined there by General David Petraeus and others. Joining us now is Nick Childs, defense and security correspondent for our partners, the BBC. So, Nick, we are expecting an announcement from Hamid Karzai today. Are we expecting him to agree to a runoff?
Well, Celeste, that certainly seems to be the mood music from the outside looking in, that there is enormous Western pressure on President Karzai, essentially to try to move this process forward in some way, shape or form, because it is such a linchpin to the Western strategy to get a credible government in place in some form. And that looks like the option that would be preferable as far as the Western countries are concerned. But frankly, the problem for Mr. Karzai and for others is that none of the options is a particularly good one. If there is to be a runoff, there are going to be questions over the credibility of that, whether it can be held before the winter closes in. But the other potential options, an interim government, which he might favour to tide things over, or some kind of coalition, there are big question marks over the whether that could be arranged and what the strength or fragility of any of those would be.
Well, the Afghan State Election Commission said they do not agree with the United Nations. They don't agree that there was fraud during the election. Is there a scenario in which Hamid Karzai would refuse to do runoffs?
Well, he's certainly holding his cards very close to his chest, and whether he just issues some kind of holding statement which says I will accept whatever the Electoral Commission says may be as far as it goes for the time being, but certainly all the suggestions are that the process that has we've gone through up to now hasn't given him enough votes to accept a first round victory, and given how much a credible institution is a key element of any credibility for a Western strategy going forward, that there will be enormous pressure on Mr. Karzai to move this forward in some way that gives a little bit more of an element of credibility to the whole process, because time is running out.
Time is running out because pretty soon winter's going to set in Afghanistan and people won't be able to get to the polls. But we are hearing conflicting statements between people in the Obama administration. Rahm Emanuel says it would be irresponsible to send in more troops until we have a stable government in Kabul. And Robert Gates just came out and defense secretary and said we can't wait.
Yes, I think it is a bit of a discordant message. I think possibly what Robert Gates is trying to do there is inject an element of credibility into the process and realism, because as he's saying, it's going to be an evolutionary process. It's not going to be a case of switching on the credibility button almost, if you like, and that therefore this is going to be an evolutionary process and we can't really wait for the final answer to this.
Okay, Nick Childs is the defense and security correspondent for our partners, the BBC. Thanks so much.